Welcome to our Today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Agencies. And our topic is how to cover your business cyber risk. Chad, why is this issue important to business owners?
Well, Tom, unfortunately, the way that we conduct business has changed dramatically in the past 10 years. Gone are the days of the typewriter, the fax, single computer, and mail. Today, almost everything we do in business involves the computer and the internet. And with this change in business operation comes a need to change the way that we protect our business. Today, we have exposures to a whole new world of risk in the world of cyberspace that generations before us have never had to deal with. Today, we'll be covering what these cyber exposures are and how a business owner can protect themselves.
So our topic of the day is how to cover your business exposure on the internet. Please stay with us, and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on News Talk AM 1130. Welcome back to our executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com, where we're speaking with Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Agencies, and our topic of the day is how to cover your business cyber risk. Chad, before the break, you mentioned business now has to cover its cyber exposure. What is cyber exposure, and what can a business owner do to protect themselves?
Well, Tom, cyber exposure is relatively new in the business world. In fact, this is really the first generation that's had to face this. If your business has a website, has a wireless network, you take credit card transactions online, you have your employees travel with client data on their laptops, you store PIN numbers on your network, this list will go on. You have an exposure. Once you're on the internet, you are now open to claims against you for breach of data, copyright infringement, unauthorized use of data, defamation, invasion of privacy, widespread virus, spyware, failure to comply with PCI standards, and many more.
Chad, every business owner knows they need insurance coverage for the business liability exposure. Won't a business's general liability insurance handle these exposures?
That's a great question, Tom, and unfortunately the answer is no. A general liability policy is triggered when property damage or bodily injury has been done by you to another party. Cyber exposure is very different, and all liability policies are not created equal.
So what type of financial loss could a business incur?
Well, the claim amounts on this can be staggering. Think about what you're covering. A computer firm is going to charge you $250 to $300 an hour to rebuild your data. Replacing a credit card for a lost data transaction is $20 to $30 a card. Your legal fees are going to be $250 to $400 an hour, and you can see how this claim cost will continue to add up quickly.
So how does a business owner know that they're carrying the right insurance for their business?
Tom, like we've talked about in other ones, here is where you need to have an open discussion with your agent. All policies for cyber liability and all policies for general liability are not created equal. You need to lay us out what your operations are with your agent so they know exactly what you do and can tailor a policy that best fits your needs.
That's Chad Nesbitt from the Nesbitt Agencies. Thanks for joining us today. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on News Talk AM 1130 for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary for information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.